Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We're making our way through our draft preview, and today we talk about the running backs. With Danny Woodhead's move out to the San Diego Chargers, could the Patriots be looking to acquire another versatile running back? Well, we break it down with Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly and talk about the top back in the draft, as well as some other backs who could catch the eye of Bill Belichick. Eddie Lacy, the junior out of the University of Alabama, is projected to be the first back off the board. The first thing you'll see out of him is his physical toughness and his ability to read the field well and find holes quickly. Lacy has a nose for the goal line, and that same physical toughness gives him great strength to push the pile, qualities that are extremely desirable in the NFL. And should they decide to draft a back, someone who could jump off the board in the third round for the Pats would be Andre Ellington from Clemson, who is a diamond in the rough. At 5'10 and 197 pounds, he's criticized for his size, but make no mistake that he brings much more to an offense because of his versatility. He can break tackles and is not afraid to catch the ball on the run. He's a dual threat in the air and on the ground. He brings a physical presence to the offense and immense speed in the kicking game. And if the Pats decide not to pick a running back until the seventh round, well, Ontario McCaleb would be a steal. He has a 4.3 40 and averages 8.5 yards per carry, setting the single-season record at his alma mater. This is yet another versatile back who contributes on special teams too, holding the school record for kickoff return average, but his production doesn't stop there. Throughout his college career at Auburn, he's had 5 touchdown runs of 48 yards or more. And now we bring in the expert, Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, to break down this running back group a little bit better. Now, the Patriots' biggest need, obviously, is not in the running backs, but what do you think their approach is as they look at this position?
Well, obviously, I think depth. You know, it's not looking at the high-end guy, in my opinion, as either a change of pace back. You have Shane Vereen. I think he's going to meld into that role with the loss of Danny Woodhead. And you have a 1,200-yard rusher coming back who's a young player. They invested a couple years ago in the second and third round to put themselves in the position they're in now with youth in the backfield. That's where teams want to be. They don't want to have to overpay to get those guys. And you actually see a lot of teams let those guys go when they get that second contract. So I think you're just looking for depth here. And in my opinion, it would probably be in the athletic mold because you have Brandon Bolden to be your quote-unquote backup running back to Ridley. If they go for anything, and I know they brought in Leon Washington, I think that you might see them go for the athletic change of pace, kick return or punt return or backup running back type.
Well, speaking of that, we know that Bill Belichick likes versatility. So even though this isn't a position where there's a lot of need, do you think they still go for a running back, someone who's a dual threat and can contribute in the kicking game?
I do think there's a chance in the middle of the draft, and I think there's some depth there, some intriguing guys. Obviously, you're not talking about Eddie Lacy or one of these, you know, true franchise running backs that can lead you, you know, 1,500 yards. You're looking for a guy who can probably catch the ball a little bit, can block a little bit, maybe return some kicks. A couple guys I think they should have their eyes on and guys that would fit good, you know, in the system is one guy out of Oregon. You know, we've seen so much about Chip Kelly and the Chip Kelly offense and Josh McDaniels, that high tempo. Well, Kenyon Barner is their guy, and you know, very productive, 1,700 yards, but he returns kicks, returns punts, undersized. You know, he's a 5'9", barely 200-pound type guy. But I think he could be your next Woodhead. And then if you look at Notre Dame, versatility, definitely Theo Riddick, a guy who was a wide receiver in 2011, became their leading running back in 2012. We know Bill Belichick likes guys that they can kind of put out, split wide, make some plays down the field. So I think Theo Riddick would be another guy to keep an eye on as a versatile wide receiver slash running back.
Some good thoughts and some good perspective. I like the idea of bringing a little bit of that Oregon offense over here.
Well, you're a college
girl.
A good idea. So you like anything that's great in college can be great in the NFL, right? Bring it to New England.
All right. We don't want to get into that too much, but we will have Andy around later on this week for more of our draft preview. But that will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.